have not seen and ears have not heard what God has prepared for me, for you, for you. Amen. So long as you're trying to see in your physical eyes, you're gonna miss it. Hallelujah. Because God is revealing stuff. Jesus. Look, he say, your latter days. God ain't got that yet. Lord, have mercy. He said, your latter days. Let me get back. Okay, Jesus. 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 Job had to confess. God, you know it all. I was wrong, God. Jesus. He realized he was wrong. He was ignorant. But Job confessed. He said, all I ever heard is what my ears heard. But now I see. See, it's a difference in seeing God than hearing him. They just like the song said, I once was blind, but now I see. And then it didn't stop there. It says, I once was lost. Oh, God. But I'm found. So let me unpack that a little bit. It says, I once was unsaved. Yes. Jesus. But thank God, I'm saved. And filled with the Holy Ghost. And fire. Don't leave that out, because you got to have them. Amen. So we ought to kind of reply like Job, if you are. You got to be. All right. Hallelujah. All I'm speaking for experience. That's all I can speak for. I don't know what your experience is, but I know what mine is. Hallelujah. 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 I ain't going to shut my mouth now. I know too much. I've been through too much. And God brought me through all the hurt and pain, through all the suffering. And I did wonder, God, why you allowed this here? God, I've been faithful. God said, but I got to make you better. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, that book that you wrote, that first one, he said, that was just getting ready for this next book. And God said, get that book out of your house by June 30. I got work to do. But I got to get that book out of my house by June 30. Because God got something else. And I got to clear the space for that something else. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Give me strength to finish this. You know I'm too old to be running around here like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. After all that Job had been through, Job still repent in ashes. Dust and ashes. We don't have dust and stuff like that nowadays. Fall on your face. It's the same thing. This is the only place to learn God's lesson. And that is on your face with your mouth closed. God don't want to hear you talking. He want to talk to you. Because this action is a victory of submissive faith. The Lord in verse 10 says, he turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. And God gave him twice as much as he had at first. And then all his family and friends started gathering things. But even what they gave could not amount to what God had gave Job. Because Job realized that his greatest blessing in this suffering was not the regaining of his health, his wealth, or the rebuilding of his family and circle of friends. But his greatest blessing was knowing God better than he ever knew it. Understanding what his revelation is saying to us in this season. Understanding his love more closely than you ever understand it. Understanding
the next time we feel while we're going through our trials, look at them as opportunities to turn to God. And if you trust him in your suffering, I'm telling you, I ain't just saying this because somebody else told me to say it. I'm saying it because I done did it. If you trust me in your suffering and your confusion and your loneliness, you will get the victory in it. Hallelujah. It won't get you. You will get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you got to persevere. No matter how hard it gets, persevere. And he'll give you total healing, not some. And just like the woman with the issue of blood, all the people that was in front of her, it didn't matter to her because she was trying to get something from God that she couldn't get from the doctors or nobody else. And when she made her way to Jesus, she was made whole from her sickness and everything else about her. In other words, she was whole-lived, completely whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. But you got to stay in that fight. And the way to fight is that we bow down to God's will and not our will. We'll find God in a way. If we yield to him, submit to him, and obey him. This was the lesson that Job had to learn. Job realized that his friends didn't understand him, his wife didn't understand him, nobody understand him but God. Hallelujah. One thing about it though, God explained why he allowed the saints to suffer. Number one is that he reveals your character. Number two, to set forth an object lesson. It's something he wants you to do. And number three, to bring light. So you got a hidden sin. We all do. Don't think we don't. We got a hidden sin in us that need to be brought to the light. And so when you get in the word of God and submit, because if you don't surrender and submit to God, you just going through the rich of it. But when you start really saying, Lord, take it all. Don't leave nothing with me. I want it all, Lord. And the way to get it all, that means I have to deny myself every day. And ask God, what do you want for me to do? Hallelujah. And it was just like when Isaiah saw the Lord in Isaiah 6. It wasn't until he saw himself and he realized that I'm a man of unclean lips. God revealed to us if we for real about it. Hallelujah. So in Job's trouble, he found out not by just, I went there. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And Job found out. But the question was in the beginning, why do God allow suffering? And the question was not, why do God allow suffering? That question is, how did you handle while you was in your suffering place? Did you come out bitter? Did you come out learning anything? Did you come out better than where you was at first? That's the purpose of going through, so you can be better than you were before you got in there. Amen. Because Job also, and we have to also learn too, that we are losing something every moment. We cannot stop and weep about everything that is taking place in our life. But what we can do is continue to live in spite of our losses and learn that the only thing that matters is to glorify God. For even Christ pleased not himself. He came to glorify his Father. And so in Hebrews 12 and 11, it says, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, because after it yield a peaceable fruit, which Pastor been talking about, a righteousness, to those who have been trained by it. We have to be trained by it. Amen. And it is that coming forth from the fire as gold. Amen. James said, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. In verse 12, let us know, the Lord blessed Job in his latter days. All the suffering and everything that Job went through, God brought a great transformation. Because the man or woman after the process, they are different from when they went in that process. They should be better coming out of that process. And then Job was 140, at least 210 years old. Because what God did, he doubled his youth. Job was 210. God let him see his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, all of it. Hallelujah. Because of his obedience, because he prayed for his friends. Amen. In the last days, man sometimes prove his best days, his last works, his best work, his last comfort, his best comfort. Can you get that? It's the latter days. You know, we try to get it all right in the former days. I'm so glad God allowed me to see my latter days, because my latter days is sure improving. My latter days got joy, unspeakable joy. My latter days got peace. My latter days got blessings from God. I told one of my sons, I said, I never thought I'd see my house no paid for. Woo, Jesus. But my house no gonna be paid for the next couple of months. Yes, Lord. Nobody can do that for but Jesus. Amen. My car already paid for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all ain't got a shot with me, because I shot all by myself. Because I know what God is doing. I know what he's gonna do. So I thank him for my latter days. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He healed my body. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. But for a wicked man, it said that his last state or his condition is worse than the first. But the upright man or woman is peace. I don't know about you. I got peace. And I'm so glad y'all didn't give me that peace. I am glad. Because see, y'all get mad with me and take that peace. Take it from me. But see, this peace wake me up in the morning. This peace start me on my way. This peace put food on my table. This peace pay my bills. See, y'all wouldn't do that. I got the peace of God. Hallelujah, God. So no matter what God permits to come into our lives, always remember his afterwards, because he wrote the last chapter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at Amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.